I think that part of the decision of the Senate is tied to basically what I would call disinformation. There have been a lot of attempts by people who defend the so-called traditional family, traditional values, and so on, to depict the Istanbul Agreement or treaty as something that could compromise the standing of the family in Czech society, traditional values, and so on. And unfortunately, it seems that a critical mass of senators decided to support this. They ignored the fact that the Istanbul Treaty is already ratified in most West European countries, and that the Czech lawmakers will not find anything new there. But unfortunately, finding new things that others in Europe have not noticed is a Czech political hobby, and I'm afraid that this is one of the reasons why, in the end, it was not approved.
Well, some of the opponents of the convention focused on so-called gender ideology. Does that simply show that conservatism is just as strong in Czechia as in many other countries, and that we also have the culture wars here?
Yes, I'm afraid that the Czech Republic is open to cultural wars, and a lot of discussion was focused on the question of gender, so to speak. Unfortunately, this plays in geopolitical terms into the hands of those that the Czech Republic is trying to fight against on the government level, and that is Russia and countries of that kind, who are basically also waging war against liberal democracies with the slogans of defending traditional values.
The Minister for European Affairs, Martin Dvořák, called this vote last night in the Senate an international disgrace. Is it?
Yes, I think that unfortunately this is a disgrace. I have to agree with Minister Dvořák, because there was absolutely no reason to reject this treaty. President Petr Pavel has said that the Czech Republic should have approved or ratified this convention a long time ago. And the fact that it didn't do so now, in my opinion, shows that maybe democracy in the Czech Republic is still struggling, and this will be noticed certainly in Moscow, where they look for weak spots in Europe. So with this decision, I think the Czech Republic, to some extent, moved closer to countries like Slovakia or Hungary, and definitely it will be seen as such in both Western Europe and in Russia.